Let's do it.
Right. Why is it? I think this is the most talked about guy on this show from everybody, both good and bad, by the way. Everybody comes on always has something to say about good old Shawnee. Our very own meat monger, his name is Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, my friends from the Schwa.
Yes, sir. How come they all talk about you? What have you done? What do you do? What is it about Sean Kelly that has everybody a buzz?
I don't know, because my mother wouldn't even play with me, so I have no idea. I must be overcompensating for lack of childhood experiences. And so I'm,
yes.
As my wife says, the other day she said something to me to the effect, it said, Sean, you're such a child. And then she corrected, you're such a teenager.
At least you're a teenager. You graduated somewhat, you know?
Yeah, could just, yeah, was, yeah, I guess, yeah, you're correct. Thank you. I look like a teenager.
Yeah, you do. You do. You're looking good. How are the Ange burgers coming along, buddy? Did you get rid of them yet?
I actually had a couple come in last night just around closing time,
yeah.
And they specifically asked for the Ange burgers. Okay?
Look at you.
He actually stopped in. He was on his way fishing up north here somewhere. I think I was not on site at the present minute,
but
he was asking my wife if I could come over and give him some fishing tips.
Oh, there you go. That man is hard up.
Yeah, that's the wrong person to talk to.
No kidding.
And I think my wife pointed to the coolers for the fish order that just came in and said, that's all he knows about fish.
All right. Mr. Winters refused to give us the color update because he says he's no longer in charge of that department and that you took that over last week. So I need from you a fall color update in the north.
Okay. First off, when the sun is out, when the sun comes out in the morning, what happens to the temperature?
It gets warmer.
That's right. So you're saying it's the sun that affects the colors and not the temperature?
No, it's the amount of light available.
The amount of light affects the temperature in the tree. And when the temperature in the tree rises, the feeding continues to the plant or to the leaf. Once the sunlight diminishes as it gets into the fall here in hours, the tree can't warm up enough in order to feed the leaves, and they start to turn color. Chicken or the egg, my friend? Chicken or the egg?
Oh, look at you. So what you're saying is that the scientific story that we've been receiving from Mr. Winters, and, by the way, also Mr. Pizer, is flawed. The theory is flawed.
What? No, he's been out of the bush for a while. I'm actually in a bush right now. Doing this interview.
Are you?
Right. And I see beautiful sunny day, up here. And right now we're at about, I would say maybe 2% on the changing of the colors right now, just so you know, in this area. Okay.
All right. And it could change quickly though, right? Overnight we could be at 20% or 30%.
Well, if the temperature drops and it stays down, yes, of course.
Okay. So it is all
natural.
Temperature for you.
It's kind of like when people say, how long? This is exactly the same. This is exact great analogy. People say, how long are you going to stay open this year? It all depends on the weather.
You're the best, honest to God. Talk to me about meat, will you? Oh, my God. You kill me.
We're almost getting... We're getting into that point now that people, like I said, today it's going to be a barbecue day for sure because it's just beautiful out here. Very warm, nice day. But yesterday could have been a nice stew day, right? So whatever you want, like I said, there's nothing like a warm meal on a cold day. We're getting there, right? I actually said to a few people they're probably going to be lighting some fires in the cottages this weekend, but not today. Not today. It's going to be a steak day. So on the counter today.
Yes.
We've got, let me tell you, I think I might have told you, but I've been doing crocodile okay, in the sous vide machine at 60 degrees Celsius to bring it to below cook temp, below optimum temp, and then taking it out, salt and pepper, a little bit of oil, and throwing it on a nice big slab right on the barbecue grill. My God, is that good eating, my friend.
Really, eh? A steak, a crocodile steak.
Yes, exactly. And again, a lot of people that don't have a sous vide machine, I basically say go back to the cottage, just get a pot of water, put it on as low boil as possible in the vac bag, and cook it for about 20 minutes, a half an hour, okay? And then just when you're ready, okay, just throw it on the grill. I'm telling you, this is good eating. I'm not even bullying you anymore. This is good eating.
See, like, there's so much contradiction in what you're saying. Every week, my head is filled with contradictions after listening to you. And then no wonder I need somebody to get me straightened out every month, you know? Because,
yep.
Okay, so here's the deal. Two things. Number one, I was told by you, the meatmonger, the expert in the field, that what you want to do when you have a tough piece of meat and you're going, and we talked specifically about ribs, I believe, if I recall, the best thing to do with those is to parboil them pre-barbecue so that you can soften them up and you'll have a much fall off the bone kind of rib experience afterwards. But you have to parboil them because that's what you need to do with that tough meat. Now you're telling me you need to do that with this delicate crocodile meat. So I'm confused. So is it a good, like, you have to explain that to me. Parboiling is for bad cuts of meat, is it not?
Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, just there. I'm offering Steve.
What the hell Steve got to do with this?
I'm offering Steve an opportunity to earn a commission on this bet I'm going to make to Ange. Hey, Steve, and I'll bet you $5,000. I've never asked you or told you to boil, parboil anything meat-related. Steve, if he takes the bet and you find the evidence one way or another, you get 10% of the winner's cut.
Be careful now, because you just finished telling me to do exactly that with this crocodile.
I said sous vide the machine.
Sous vide is just parboil. It's parboiling.
No, in a vac bag. In a vacuum bag. You don't lose any of the flavors. Parboiling, when you're finished the bloody boiling, all the flavor goes out in the water.
That's right. That's what I was going to catch you on. See?
And did you mention that? Did I tell you the temperature? 60 degrees.
And by the way,
I didn't say boil the crap out of your meat. What are you, Irish?
Now, see, you can't be doing that on air. See, now you're going to offend the Irish folks.
I'm Irish, so they can't do anything to me. And plus, they're not up this time of day, for God's sake.
That's true. Good Lord. All right. So I'm going to stick my meat in a plastic bag.
And boil it.
Whoa, right. Ange.
All right. Good Lord. All right. So that's it. Now I got the deal. I got the deal. I'm going
to
stick my
it's
meat
great way
and,
to, and it's, a gra- it's a great way. Again, and this, let me just tell you another thing, okay? We've been doing sea bass this week quite a bit, okay? And you want to be able to, like I said, sometimes cooking fish is not the tastiest way of doing it because the healthy way, right?
Sit tight. Whoa, down boy. I have to take a break.
Okay.
More to your left, listen. Don't you dare go away.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Phantom, Angela Lavoie. That screaming, howling madman is Stephen Labadie. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and our meatmonger, Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats on the line. You still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
All right. What do you think of that scream in your little jingle there?
It's starting to get awfully catchy. It's starting to get awfully catchy. You can apply in a lot of different scenarios, and I love it. I love it. I wish I would have seen it.
Oh, no kidding.
I'll send you the video.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to see this thing. It's an incredible experience, man. Absolutely nuts. So you said that that crocodile is the big thing for this weekend?
I think so, yes. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Is it expensive?
No, not relatively. I would let's just say a nice tenderloin, a nice steak would cost you about $20 at the most.
So. Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
No.
And is it lean? Is it a lean meat?
Oh, God, it's lean. It's very, very, very super lean. But again, yeah. I can't tell you how great the texture and the flavor of it is. Again, I actually started cooking it for my Brazilian friend because she wanted to try it when she was here working for us. So we did it 3 or 4 times, and finally I started to steal some of her meal, and man, it was great. So I've been doing it myself lately.
So you figured, let me give the hired help the cheap stuff, and then all of a sudden you took a little bite of her leftovers, if I'm understanding this correctly. You, at the end of the meal, she must have left something there, and on the way to the kitchen, you thought you'd sample it. Now you're hooked.
Save some money. You'll have to eat tonight.
So now you can eat cheap and good.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, that's pretty not even close because it's not cheap, but it's good. And I treat my employees very, very well, okay?
Oh, dear.
Very, very well, okay? Oh, I give them room and board up at the beautiful Sherwood Motel up here in Humphrey, Ontario, right?
Yes.
So, like, only the best. Only the best. And sometimes we have a key that fits the lock.
Sometimes, yeah. It's a nice surprise. It's a nice surprise. Part of the adventure. It's all part of the adventure. And I understand you pay them weekly, too, huh?
Do I?
Very weekly, apparently. Very weekly. That's what
I'm
hearing.
Got it. So. Whoa, Steve, hit the button there.
Thank you, Steven.
You're welcome.
All right. I had to go a long way for that.
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah, baby. Oh, this is a big one today, okay? Friends of the show, friends of mine. Friends of Mac Tier, our buddy Mike Cochran's birthday was yesterday.
Get out! Is he still kicking? I haven't heard it. I haven't heard hide or hair of him for months.
He works for me. He works with me 2 days a week.
Oh, that's why I haven't heard from him. Okay, now I get it.
He's going insane.
What's happening on Rivas Road?
I don't know what's happening in Rivas, but let me just tell you, okay? Mike Cochran on September 28th. It's coming up to Mac Tier. We're going to have our barbecue blowout for the end of the year in Mac Tier. You are invited, and if you accept the invitation, we will serve only the Ange Burger at the event.
In other words, you figure that by that time you should be down to the bottom of the Ange Burger dilemma, and you should be able to clear them out that weekend.
Pretty close. Pretty close. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm just. I don't want to. I want to make sure.
But remember, there's a thing here you keep missing.
What?
The most popular thing in the world, and this could be it that weekend, is the word free barbecue. Okay.
Yes.
Free.
Yes.
So I could serve them sticks on buns. They'd still come for them. Okay. Come on.
They would show up.
Are you going to come? Because Mike's going to perform.
Oh, my God. Mike performing and free burgers. Like, it doesn't get any better. Are you paying Mike for the performance?
I don't think so. But I don't know. See, I don't know.
You might want to check. You might want to check with him
in advance. What makes it better, too, is have him dancing. Sean dance.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I could do that. I can do that. I do that a lot on Monday morning. But
you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Trust me. Been there, done that. You don't want to do that, for sure. 360 Rivas Road, of course, is the.
Oh my God! Guess what? Guess what?
What?
I just found a quarter on the ground.
Oh, look at that! Your lucky day. Are you anywhere near the dump?
No, I got a bin now. I don't go to the dump as often as I used to.
It's funny because we were talking about that this morning. We said, I think Sean must have pissed somebody off at the dump, and he's been excommunicated or something because he doesn't talk about it, you know?
But hold on here. As a side note, okay, I probably will go to the dump today because I've been up here for 3 months. I tried to book a hair appointment in Port Credit the other day. The woman wouldn't take me. I called Tangles here in Mac Tier.
Whoa. You have to book an appointment for that head?
Yeah,
you can't just walk in. You can't walk in off the street.
No. So anyway,
you gotta be kidding me.
I called in town here, okay, and she said couldn't do anything until next Wednesday, but I'll be gone by then. Then the girl at the coffee shop told me, that's okay, Rachel can do it. I said, who's Rachel? She's the woman at the dump.
Perfect.
So now you're reminding me, I'm going to go over there with a token bag of garbage and see if I get a haircut.
Perfect. See, you got.
Like, and if I get a haircut, I'm going to tape it. I'm going to tape it for you. Me getting a haircut at the Mac Tier dump.
You have got life under control, don't you? Like, you've got every angle covered.
Hey, I'm all about sustainability, man. Got to make everything connect. It's like radio. Everything's got to sort of flow, right?
So that's what I'm trying to do, in case you wondered. I'm trying to hook you up so that we can get folks down to 360 Rivas Road in Mississauga, where you have a store near about 6 million people.
And it looks great. I was there on Wednesday. Aaron's running the show. My beautiful son Aaron's running the show today. And the counter looks great. Everything you could possibly imagine. Go on down and say hi to Aaron. And the first one that goes in and shakes Aaron's hand today gets a $100 gift certificate courtesy of me.
See? That's what I wanted to do. Like, it's like pulling teeth with you, you know?
Yeah.
360 Rivas Road. Go in and see Aaron. Now listen to me.
Yep.
Go in and see Aaron at 360 Rivas Road, Mississauga, just north of Lakeshore, and tell him that you heard that that his father was giving away stuff on the radio, and Aaron will give you a $100 certificate that you can spend right there on the spot, by the way. It's not one of those deals where, you know, offer only valid when. No, this is now. So you go in there, you do your thing, say hi to Aaron, tell him you heard his dad on the program, you get $100. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that. It's all there at 360 Rivas Road in Mississauga, Black Angus. In case you forgot, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Did I get it covered?
Man, yeah, this is the same guy that the Sarge gave a big compliment to a couple weeks ago. And, man, let me tell you, this is really good radio, man. This is good radio. And I know good radio. This is good radio.
We finally got the other guest, so bye, Sean. See you later.
Oh, my friend. Listen, have yourself a wonderful weekend up there, will you?
Okay, take care.
Sean Kelly, Black Angus Five Meats and Game. By the way, before you go down, if you have a moment, go to their website, blackangusmeat.com. It'll blow you away. Not only the variety of products that are available in terms of wild game, but also the recipes to prepare them. We also have those recipes, by the way, on fishandcanada.com.
Yes.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of things not to forget.